Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Julie Whitman Klein. She is the president and CEO of Trinity School of Natural Health and the producer of the Trinity Health Freedom Expo that's coming up. She's going to talk with us about that and about why you need to consider and get all the facts in making the decisions you make about your health. And that, ladies and gentlemen, includes what you're going to do relative to the issue of the CCP virus. And we'll talk with Julie about that. Let's see. Ted Harvey is with us. Is Biden using the FBI to gaslight us? We'll talk about that coming up with Ted Harvey. We're getting truth out to you, folks. We're getting the truth out to you. And that is a big part of our responsibility is to really recognize and call out this evil. If you're looking for the biblical reference, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? Psalm 94:16. Ephesians 5, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. This is what God has called us to do. We have to expose, we have to warn our brothers and sisters in Christ about what the enemy is doing, what the enemy is up to. So critically important to be doing that. All right, let's see. What else do we have coming up today? Bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Lathan Watts. First Liberty Institute will be with us on the program today. And we'll be talking with him about issues related to, well, one is our good friend, Coach Joe. And looks like he is going to be headed to the Supreme Court, or at least that is the plan. And hopefully that is exactly what takes place. So we will find out if we're getting any kind of an idea as to whether or not Joe's getting to go. Coach Kennedy moving on to the Supreme Court, and we will visit about that and what that means. Pathway is cleared for Coach Kennedy's return to the Supreme Court after the Ninth Circuit's latest denial. Will the Supreme Court even take the case? We'll find out. A recap of First Liberty's three critical victories for houses of worship, nonprofits, and people of faith. We'll talk about that as well. Joining me now, though, is our good friend and fighter of all things Marxism, communism, socialism, all the isms. I want to welcome Don Jantz to the program. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here. We're living in really, really interesting times, as we have said so often. And we always have to ask ourselves, who am I? What am I? And am I doing all that I can to, number one, promote the kingdom of God, and number two, to protect our great constitutional republic, not democracy, the constitutional republic. And so that's what you and I do, is we promote the kingdom of God and we promote our constitutional republic. And the constitutional republic is quite a ways down the list after the importance of promoting the kingdom of God.
Well, and it's linked so much to that, because that was the basis upon which our founders founded this nation. And that's the history, of course, that's been lost. And I know, folks, that for many of you that listen to the program, you may feel, I don't know, as though some of it is redundant in a manner of speaking. But, you know, when you're trying to turn a ship that is out at sea, headed in the wrong direction, there's a lot of repetitive actions that become necessary in order to get that vessel turned and headed in the right direction. And I would offer to you that our country is headed 180 degrees in the wrong direction. So this is literally turning the nation around. And there's so many topics. I'm hoping to get a call from our friend who is an expert on Islam. I was watching some video on that last night in preparation for our conversation today. But, you know, when our founders were talking about religious freedom and religious liberty, we do need to understand that their mindset for that was specifically about Christendom. Remember that there were 13 colonies, and each one of those colonies actually had some form of denominational Christianity that each of those groups of individuals, that's kind of what grouped them together, Don. That's the historical truth. You had Congregationalists, and you had Baptists, and you had, you know, a variety of different entities, and six of those entities would travel to the Capitol on Sundays for church service. And that's, again, not taught now in our history books. And the Danbury Baptist letter, the Jefferson letter that everyone refers to as, there's the separation of church and state. What are you talking about? Well, of course, anybody who is read that letter, anybody who understands Jefferson understands that Jefferson was simply saying the state will never become a church state, that was not the intent of the founders. But there was a clear intent of the founders that America would in fact be, and I know this was added under Eisenhower because of what he was watching happen, but we would be one nation under God, the God of the Christian Bible. That was the intent of our founding fathers, not one nation under Islam. And I was hoping we were going to get a chance to talk about Ilhan Omar and her anti-Christian, anti-Semitic, we're going to get to the bottom of this, Islamophobia. We need a commission on Islamophobia. Folks, this is, Bill Federer spells this out so well, Don, because this is the exact pattern that Islam has followed in every nation that they have conquered.
Yes.
They are a religion of peace. Then they are a political entity, a political power. And then they become militant and they start bombing and murdering and killing and creating violence. They have they're doing it in Germany. They're doing it in France. They're doing it all over Europe. Europe is virtually
Sweden,
all of that. It's virtually, it's lost now. I mean, nobody remembers that the Crusades happened because of over 400 years of European patience as they received emissary after emissary after emissary crying for help while there was so much blood in the street in what is now Turkey, but was Constantinople a great Christian nation. So much blood in the street, it literally filled the gutters as it flowed down the street, as they were murdering. And today, this is another thing, part that they don't want to talk about. The International Religious Freedom Conference was last week. And guess who was in attendance?
No idea.
CARE.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. I laugh. Lady, folks, it's a joke. That's like inviting the rapist to your kitchen table at night, knowing that he's going to go up into your daughter's room and rape her while she sleeps. It's like let's just bring that guy into the house and feed him and let him, and then we'll all go to sleep and he will progressively go into each one of our daughter's rooms and rape each one every night.
When we sit back and we take an honest look, and so often we don't, we let our emotions come into play. But if we take an honest look and we go back and we study some history, your initial conversation about our founders, one of the key areas and the reason for the First Amendment not having a state religion is we must remember that we came from England. In England, in Britain at that time, they had a state church. And we don't have to go through the history of how that came about. But they had it. And their state church was that this was the official religion of England. And you must be a member of the Church of England. Or if not, you would support the Church of England, and all of the clergy would be paid from state funds. Well, this came over into America, and specifically the colony of Virginia followed that exact same pattern. There were many people in Virginia who were not members, who were not believers of the Church of England, Patrick Henry being one. And they came about and said, no, what we will insist upon is that no state, no government will sponsor a church, and the state cannot support financially that church. So when you pay taxes to the state, you are not supporting a church. You will be able to attend any church you want. The Islam religion is exactly the opposite. And we can argue, we can discuss, is it a religion or is it a political party? But they,
or is it a cult? Or is it a cult? It's actually a cult. It's actually a cult.
And read Lifting the Veil, and you'll learn exactly where, why, and how. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you can go to my website and go to my blog post that IQ al-Rasuli wrote, which clearly states and shows you why Allah is not the Christian God. They're not one and the same. They're not interchangeable, ladies and gentlemen. That is another lie. It is a deception that the Western culture has believed. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939, 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call my pillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit mypillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. So, Don, here's a couple of the examples that IQ Arasuli has put forth. The Quran asserts that it was Allah who revealed the Gospels to Jesus, who is considered by Muslims as a prophet, among at least a dozen other Hebrew, Israelite, and Jewish biblical characters. In Almada 5:46, and in their footsteps we sent Jesus, the son of Mary, confirming the Torah, law of Moses, that had come before him. We sent him the Gospels, Ingel. Therein was guidance and light and confirmation of the Torah that had come before him, a guidance and an admonition to those who fear Allah. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone with two brain cells of logic, this is his writing, who knows the New Testament would also know that the Gospels were never revealed to Jesus since they were written 50 to 100 years after Jesus had died and was resurrected. Hence, I raise the simplest of questions. How is it possible for Allah, if Allah were the same as the omniscient God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham, did not know this fact? Case 2. And they said, we killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the apostle of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them, and those who differ therein are full of doubts with knowledge, but only conjecture to follow, for of a surety they killed him not. Readers, listen, as I've already demonstrated in case one, the Quran declares that Allah, who revealed the Gospels to Jesus, but these Gospels, all four of them, assert that Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected on the third day, thus completely contradicting Allah's present revelation. Furthermore, the title Christ was not part of Jesus' name because it was bestowed upon him decades after his death. Once again, I would like to point out to you the obvious. If Allah were the same as the omniscient God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham, how is it possible that he was deceiving Muhammad or being in such blatant error? After all, in case one, Almada, Allah insists that it was he who revealed the Gospels to Jesus. Hence, there's absolutely no margin for error, either linguistically or logically, regarding the meaning of these verses. Moreover, Muhammad obliterates the whole concept of Christianity with this single verse. Without death and resurrection, there is no Christianity. Once again, I prove beyond a reasonable doubt, based entirely upon the Arabic scripture of Muhammad's Quran, that Allah cannot possibly be the same as the God of Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. And he goes on with several more cases and verses, all the way to a total of eight different ones that he gives you perfect examples of where there's contradiction, blatant contradiction, within the Quran and the Hadith and Al-Bakhra that clearly give evidence and show that there's no possible way that Allah and God are the same. And we need to stop saying that. We need to stop thinking it. We need to stop believing it. We need to stop with the nonsense that that this is the descendants of Ishmael, that it's not. It's not. Muhammad doesn't talk about Ishmael. We decided that. Western cultures decided that. And it's so important to understand that ultimately it is a cult. It is a cult that follows a man, Muhammad, a man who was rejected by the Jews, a man who traveled with his father on camel and in sales caravans, a man who saw all different kinds of religion and handpicked the things that he liked, and then convinced a bunch of marauders simply because he gave them permission under the guise of religion to steal from the Jewish caravans and to keep what they stole and to rape women and to act in a manner that would have been, by all accounts, completely uncivilized.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.